Okay, we find ourselves on Tazayin Amar Aleph. If you remember in the middle of this story between Haman coming to the Beis Medrash and Mordechai when he's picking him up to take him on the ride in the king's horse. So the Gemara says, Basar Tashaklinu L'mezai L'vishinu L'me'ane. So after Haman finally, he gave Mordechai the haircut, he got him into the clothing. Amar Lei, Sak V'rochav. So he said to Mordechai, all right, get on the horse, let's ride. So Amar Lei, Lo Yechilna. So Mordechai said, no, I can't do it. Mordechai's milking it in the story. You see that, right? He says, I'm a little weak, miyame tanisa, because I've been fasting. I can't get up on the horse. So gachin v'solik. So Haman goes to, like, you know, help Mordechai, give him a boost, you know, to let him stand up on his, to, you know, to get onto the horse. Kisolik balat be. And then Mordechai, when he's getting on, he kicks Haman. So Amar Lei, he says to him, Haman says to Mordechai, Lok siv lechu bin folai vecha al tismach. You know, that's a big lamdin, Haman. Right? Right? The Shlomo HaMelech said that when your enemies are falling, so you shouldn't be happy. So you got one here, Mordechai. You know, don't gloat, you know. So Amar Lei, Hani mili bi Yisrael, avabididchu ksiv atob amosemo tidroch. And Mordechai said, no, that's talking about, like, you know, good upstanding Yisrael people. But for you, Haman, we'll trample on you. So Vayikra lefanav. Now when Haman is walking Mordechai, parading Mordechai through the streets, he calls before him, Kacha yeselo isha sharem elecha feitz bikaro. Right? This is what you do for somebody who the king wishes to honor. Kiavet naked vazel b'shvilo devei Haman. When they reached Haman's street, Chazise barte, maybe you heard this one before, that Haman's daughter saw dekaima igra, that the king's, you know, horse was coming. Savra haiderachiv avua. She thought that her father Haman was on the horse. Mordechai, and the guy leading the horse was Mordechai. Shokla atzitza deves hakise vishadisa aresha. So she took atzitza deves hakise. So whether that's a trash or a bedpan, whatever it was, right from the bathroom, and she threw it out on his head. By the aresha davua, sorry, onto Haman's head. By the way, the Gemara said she was standing on the roof, right? The Kaima Igra, she was standing on the roof. I don't know how tall that house was, but that's pretty decent aim, or so it seems, right? So Dali Aina, Haman looked up after he got hit with the trash. He looked up, or the refuse, whichever one it was, he looked up. V'chazis davuahi, and she saw that it was her father, and Nafal Meigra. La'ara, and she fell from the roof onto the ground, umesa, and she died. V'hainu dichsiv, v'yoshav Mordechai al shara melech, and that's why the Pasuk says that when Mordechai went back to the king's gates after he got off the horse, Amar of Sheshes, sheshav l'saku l'taniso, Mordechai went back to his sackcloth and to his fasting. V'haman nitchaf el beiso avel v'chafui rosh, and Haman went back to his house mourning and dirty. Ovel albito, he was mourning because his daughter died. Chafoy al rosh al she'iralo, because she threw trash or refuse on him. Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishto lecholo avav, and Haman tells to Zeresh, his wife, and to all of his beloved ones everything that happened. So karlo avav and karlo chachamav. Sometimes it's twice that Haman talks to his people, and once the Megillah calls them ohavav, his beloved ones, and once it calls them chachamav, right, his wise people. So Rav Yochanan kola Omer davar chachma afilu beumos olam nikra chacham. Notice, because they were his ohavav, they were his beloved people, but because they gave him wise advice, the Megillah calls them chacham. Anybody could be a chacham. You know, sometimes, you know, anybody could be a chacham. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be one of us to be a chacham. Im mizera yudim Mordechai. Now, what was the wise advice that they gave him? They told him, if Mordechai is from the zera yudim, then don't mess. That's what they told him. So Amrule, they said to him, im mishar shvatim kaasi yachalaslik. It all depends which tribe Mordechai comes from. If Mishavet Yehuda ben Yamin Ephraim Umanasha lo yichalasle. If he comes from Yehuda ben Yamin Ephraim Umanasha, then don't mess. If he came from the other eight tribes, then you'd be okay. We already know which tribe did Mordechai come from. We learned this together. His father was from Binyamin, correct, and his mother was from Yehuda, exactly right. Right? So he had two out of the four on his side. Yehuda dichsev yadcha be'oref oivecha. Don't mess with Yehuda because the Pasuk says his hand is at the throat of his enemy. Enoch, the other three, Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, dichsev behu, lifnei Ephraim, u'binyamin, u'menashe, oiras kivurasecha. God arouses his strength, right, by these tribes. Kinafol tipo lifanav, they said to Haman, you will fall before him. Darash Yehuda bar Eloi shtei nefilas al olama. Why do they use a double language? language, nafol tipol. So Amrullah, they said to him, umazu mishula liyafar mishula akochavim. Maybe you learned this Gemara when you were younger, right? That this nation, the Jewish nation, is compared to the stars and it's compared to the dust. Kishahin yordin, yordin ad afar. When they're down, they're down. Afar. Kishahin olin, olin ad lokochavim. But when they're up, they're up. So if Mordechai's on the way up, then don't mess Haman. That's what the faulty pole. It's a really bad idea. Right, the officers of the king came after Haman gets home, after parading around Mordechai, and they bring him to the party with Esther. Vayavhilu, the Gemara says, the Megillah says, Malamit Sheviyu Bibahala. He was very confused, you can imagine, right? That when he got home from this event, after leading Mordechai through the streets of the city, his daughter dying, getting home, and his advisors telling him, Haman, we got to reconsider. This is going all bad. And then the king's officers come to him to bring him to the party. You can imagine the mental state that Haman was in, right? When they brought him to the party, he was very confused. When Esther says to Achashverosh that they've been sold, so that's what she says. She says that my enemy, my adversary, is not concerned with the damage this will do to the king. Amrulo, she said to him, he was jealous of Vashti. Vikatla, so he had you kill her. Hashtrai kani bididi. Now he's become jealous of me. Umi voila mikdali. And now he wants you to kill me. Vayomer Amelech Achashverosh Shalom Esther Amalka. So the king says to Esther, but you'll notice, Vayomer Amelech Achashverosh, Vayomer la Esther Amalka. Vayomer, Vayomer, Lomali. Why does it say the verb Vayomer twice? Amar Rabbahu Batchila Yedei Torgaman. First, Achashverosh was talking to Esther via a messenger. Right, Torgaman, an interpreter, really, but via an emissary. Kevan de Amrale midibes shoil kasina miyad vayomer lester amaka. So amazing, right? Once she told him that she was Jewish and her family lineage that goes back to Shaul HaMelech, like we learned a few daf ago, right? Because of the tznius of Rachel, so she has Shaul from Binyamin, from the tznius of Shaul, so he has Esther. So he realized, oh my gosh, she's from royalty. So then he started addressing her directly. It's astonishing. It sounds like from the Gemara, like when they had conversation, they didn't, Achashverosh was beneath him to talk to Esther directly. It's astonishing, especially given some of the Gemaras that we've learned already. You know, Achashverosh made party for Esther, and he repealed tax for Esther, and he gave out gifts for Esther, right? And here the Gemara is assuming that he wouldn't talk to her even. It's very, very interesting dynamic. In any event, Vatomer Esther ish tsar v'oyev haman hara hazeh. Amar Rav Elazar melami choyso mechava klapi Achashverosh uba malach v'sito yada klapi haman. This is amazing also, that Esther, right, was also talking about Achashverosh when she started Ish Tsar V'Oyev, right, Haman Arazeh. She was talking about Achashverosh and Haman. And so she started pointing at Achashverosh that he's an adversary of the Jews and Haman is this wicked guy. And the angel came and redirected her comments so that they were all towards Haman, and she wouldn't point at Achashverosh at all. Again, by the way, this is another example, right, of where the Gemara is lumping Achashverosh in with Haman, where it didn't necessarily have to be that way. But we've already seen that a number of times, right, that was the tradition that Chazal had, that Achashverosh was just as bad as Haman. V'hamelech kom b'chamaso, v'hamelech shav miginas abisan. So the king goes out, right, to the garden, then he comes back in. Ma'kishiva l'kima. When he left and when he came in, it was the same. Ma'kima b'chema. Just like when he left, he got up to go out, he was very angry. Avshiva b'chema. When he came back in, he was also very angry. He didn't calm down when he was outside. Why not? To'ozo v'ashkach l'malach e'asharis, t'id mulei kigavre. Because when he went outside, there were angels there. But the angels looked like people. And I guess Achashverosh wasn't accustomed to seeing angels. So when Avram saw angels who were dressed up like people, he knew that they were angels. Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe not. I don't know. But when Achashverosh saw them, for sure he didn't. He didn't know for sure that they were angels, right? So he goes outside and he sees these angels dressed like Vika Akri Le'ilani Debustani, and they were uprooting the trees in his garden. You ever go outside and see somebody messing with your garden? I hope not. He says, excuse me, gentlemen. What are you doing? So Amrulay, they said to him, Devaktinan Haman, sorry. He said, oh, Haman told us to do this. So they were, I don't know, just doing what Haman said. So Asalavese, then he came inside, Vahaman no fail, Alamita, and Haman was falling on the bed that Esther was on. No fail, no fail, me boy. It should have been that he fell. Somewhere of Elazim, Elamit Shabamalach, Vipilo Aleha. The angels were not on Haman's side. An angel came and knocked Haman down so that he would be on the bed that Esther was there. Omar, Achashverosh said, Vaimi Besa, Vaimi Bara. He said, everywhere I go, Haman is trying to mess my stuff up. Outside, he's messing my stuff up. Inside, he said, I can't get a Vayomer Amelach, Hagam, Lechboches, Amalkoi, Miba, Boyes. He's the king said, even when I'm here, you're going to try to get with the queen. Vayomer Charvo. So this guy Charvona is standing there, right? And he says that they should hang Haman on the tree that Haman had for Mordechai. Amar of Elazar, Af Charvona Rasha Bo Saitzahaya. He said, how did Charvona know about the tree? How did he know? So you know what the Gemara says? You know how he knew? He was one of Haman's guys. When Haman was seeking counsel, Charvona was one of Haman's guys. Kevon Sherosh Alon Iskaima Atzoso. And now that Charvona saw that the tide had turned, Miyad Barach, he jumped ship. And Hainu Dichsiv, Ayishlegalav Eloyachmo Miyadov Ruach Yivrach, that they actually get, you know, the Rishayim, they get from their own camp. And that's what happened to Haman. V'chamas HaMelech Shachacha, and the king's anger was forgotten. Shtei Shechichos, he forgot two things. Shtei Shechichos Halalulama. What are the two things he forgot? Achas Malko Shel Olam. That God's anger against the Jews was subsided. Meaning, God was upset with the Jews, like we learned earlier, because they bowed to the idol, or because they had Hanah from Achashverosh's party. You remember, we learned that Gemara earlier. One of those two. But when after the Haman scare, and the Jews fasted and they repented, so God's anger was quiet. And Achashverosh's anger was also quiet because they killed Haman. An alternative interpretation is that's all talking about Achashverosh. But Achashverosh, now he was finally calm about Vashti and he was calm about Esther. Now this is a pasuk about what happens when the brothers come down to Yosef in Egypt, and you'll see why the Gemara is talking about it in a second. Right, that when the brothers came, so Yosef gave to each of the brothers clothing, and he gave to Binyamin five. Efshar davarshin itstar bo oso tzadik yikoshel bo. Is it possible that Yosef gave extra clothing to Binyamin? Is that really possible? To Amar Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slam Mila Shehosef Yaakov Yosef Mishar Echov Niskav Ladover Yover Otzinu LeMitzrayim. Because Yaakov gave Yosef some extra clothing, right? The whole story happened. So Yosef would give Binyamin extra clothing. It's almost unfathomable. By the way, this Gemara is astonishing. It lays the Egyptian exile at Yaakov Avinu's feet. It makes it sound almost like it's Yaakov's fault, which is kind of interesting because God promised Avram Ki Ger Yizrecha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. So we have to consider this Gemara in broader context, but it's amazing what the Gemara says. Don't even think about it right now. The Gemara says like this, right? Amar Binyamin Bar Yavis, Remez, really Yosef wasn't just showing favoritism, he was making a statement, sorry, a hint to Binyamin. Remez lo sha'asid ben latzes mimenu sheyotza milifnei ha-melech bechamisha levushei malchus. He was showing Mordechai that, Binyamin, that he would have a descendant, meaning Mordechai, who would wear five royal garments. So Mordechai walks out with these five different kinds of royal clothing. And Yosef falls on the necks of his brother Binyamin. So the Gemara wants to know exactly how many necks did Binyamin have. So he was crying for the two Batei Mikdash that would be in Binyamin's chelek. Yerushalayim is split between Yehuda and Binyamin. So two Batei Mikdash of Binyamin's that would be destroyed. Binyamin bacha al tzavarav, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. Bacha al Mishkan Shiloh she'asid liyos b'chalko she'yosef asid lecharev. And he was crying because the Mishkan Shiloh would be in Yosef's portion and it would be destroyed. V'hinei ineichem ra'os v'hinei achi Binyamin. Once we're talking about Yosef, we started talking about Yosef because we wanted to show that Yosef was telling Binyamin about Mordechai. Now we're going to go a little more about Yosef. Right? So he says to the brothers, look, your eyes see that I'm not upset at you and Binyamin's eyes see. Some of Allah, so Amalei, Kishem Shein Belibi al Binyamin, Achi Shaloya Bimchirasi, Kach in Belibi Aleichem. Right? He says, just like I'm not upset at Binyamin because he wasn't there when you sold me, so I'm not upset at you guys either. Kipi Amedaber Aleichem. Look, my mouth is saying, Kifi Kain Libi. Yosef was Satan. I'm not just saying one thing and thinking something else. This is actually, I'm not upset at you. Ula Aviv Shalach Kazosa Sarchamarim Nosimitu Mitzrayim. And Yosef sent to his father, right, 10 donkeys carrying the goodness of Egypt. My mituv Mitzrayim, what is the goodness of Egypt? Amar ben Yamin bar Yofes, Amar Rav Elazar, Sholach lo yayin yoshon, shedas secheinim nochayimenu. Oh, you know what the goods of Egypt are? Good old wine. Some things haven't changed. Vayo, I don't know about Egyptian wine, but some things haven't changed. Vayo chugam echav vayiplu lefanav, and the brothers came and they fell before Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, haynu damri inchi tala beidne sagidle. This is what people say, that when a fox is having a good day, so you should bow before him, like even like creatures that are greater. So tala, my betziru samechav. Why is Yosef lesser than the brothers, to use that kind of analogy? Ella I amrit I itmar sar. No, really, this is how the teaching went. Vayishtachu Yisroel arosh amita. Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yamar Bar Yavis. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Tala beidnes sagidle. No, when a fox is having a good day, so then even things that are greater than the fox should bow down, because Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Yosef. It was his son. Vayinachim Osam. Vayidaber alibam. And Yosef tried to calm his brothers down. He spoke to their heart. Amar Rabbi Yamar Bar Yavis. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Melami chamar lehem dvarim shemiskadlan alal. It tells us that Yosef was telling them things that they would accept. What did he tell them? Gentlemen, you tried to extinguish my candle. How did that go? Not well. What makes you think that I could extinguish all 10 of your candles? I think the analogy of candles, they don't have to put each other out. They could all burn together. They're all capable, right, of burning together. Okay, we're done with the story of Yosef and the brothers, and so we'll stop over here. Have a good night, everyone.